Well, first off, Dr. Myers, let's talk about the impacts this has, say, on ASU Mountain Home graduates. What's it going to do?
Well, Brad, you know, it's kind of a difficult thing to say because we do know that 5 to 10 years ago, we had as many as 400, 450 people taking loans each year. But in the last 3 years, we've only had less than 150 people who are actually participating in the federal loan program. So the number that are out there paying loans obviously could date back as much as the 20 years of our history. So it is a big impact. I will say that for most of our students, the $10,000 debt relief will more than likely pay most, if not all, of their loan off. Our students tend to only borrow a little over $5,000 in their freshman year, and the cap, I think, today is $6,500 in their sophomore year. So their total loan accumulation. Now, they could have loans from other schools or move on to a baccalaureate program and have more loans, but about 60% of our students are Pell recipients, meaning that many of them will be eligible also for the up to $20,000 relief. So we feel like it will eliminate the debt burden for a number of students who have attended here.
Do we know yet how to apply to do this?
No, it's not clear yet. I've read a little bit of the initial and there's a lot of dialogue going back and forth at the Department of Ed. They have a Q&A section there, and we've been reading that. Our financial aid's been following that closely, but they've not given us yet instructions or borrowers instructions, and I'm sure that will go directly to the borrower at some point, a direct communication from the Department of Ed about what that process will be to apply for that loan forgiveness. And we just have not seen that yet. I'm not sure it will move through the schools. It will probably move directly between the Department of Ed and that borrower. There'll be some sort of application process, and I'm sure they'll have to substantiate their income with a current tax return, most recent tax return, because I believe the $125,000 income cap is obviously a pivotal point here, and so they'll have to verify that they're making less than that.
Exactly. Anything else we need to mention about this?
As I said, for our 20-year history, loans have been available here. We don't make decisions on loans. That is it's a student right. It's a federal right that if they ask for, they do receive a loan from the federal government. So we have 20 years of people receiving loans, some years as many as 400, 500 students. So you can do the math and know that there's, 8,000 people who have attended ASU Mountain Home that probably have loans out there. So, and most of those will be forgiven through this. So I think that thing to know is those folks are going to have more disposable income. It will take a burden off of them because they have a mandatory payment they have to be making each month on that, and it's calculated based on their income. So it is something that will provide some relief for families in our area and for those students. Or those former students. So I think from their perspective, I'm certain it is a very positive thing. And I know there's a lot of other discussion out there about this, and we don't really have a stance on that, but I tell you that those are the facts as I know them at this point.
Very good. Dr. Myers, hey, thank you for the time.
You're welcome, Brad. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.